Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey. Kasav b'mashkin. What happens if one writes on Shabbos with a liquid? For example, he uses grape juice because it's got that purple tinge, or shaltutim, or some kind of fruit juice. He uses the liquid as an ink. Or b'mei peros uses fruit juice. Ba'avak terachem, or here it's going off from the type of ink to what you're writing on. What happens if he uses a regular pen, but now he writes on the dust of the rose, betocha avak, shirosham be'etzpa'o, he takes his finger, and he sticks it into the sand, and he makes a letter. Or ba'avak sofrim, he takes his finger and he sticks it into the dust from the sofrim, that's left over from, the work that they do when they're dealing with parchment, and they stick the finger in it, and he makes some kind of design or a letter in it. The common denominator here, between using a juice as an ink, or whether using dust as your board to write on, it's not miskayim. So shuma ain't miskayim. What you're doing is not going to last. So in all these scenarios, you can't do it initially, but if you did it, patur, you'd be exempt from a carbon chatas. Similarly, if you write la'achar yado, you use the back of your hand, you make some kind of shinoi, a change with your hand, beraglo, you write with your foot, bepiv, you write with your mouth, umarpiko, you write with your arm, with your shoulder, your elbow. So all these cases also are a shinoi, they're different. Or kasav os achas samoch l'ksav, you write one letter near ksav. The kath explains shahaita shem os ksuva. The shahaita shem os ksuva. There was a letter already written down. For example, there was a letter ches. For kasav os samoch la, and then you put the letter nun next to it, so you made it say noach. Vishlima l'shtayim shein teva. Now you have two letters that are saying a word, but all you do is write one letter because the other letter was there already. Or kasav al gabe ksav. What happens if shehevir et al shtei osios ksuvos shayim tutashos ksas v'chilish osam bekach? You have two letters, and they're already written down, but they're sloppy, they're messy, you can't see anything. And you take your pen and you cross over it and you make it nice and neat, and now you can see the letters. So what happens over there? Or niskavin lichtos ches. What happens if you had in mind to write a ches? And instead, you wrote because of Shnei Zayinin. You write two Zions in a Sefer Torah. A Ches looks like two Zions connected together. So what happens if you had Kavana, you had the intention only to write a Ches, but it came out that you wrote two Zions. and in another case, Echad Ba'aretz ve'Echad Bekora. What happens if you write one letter on the ground and one letter on a beam? They say over here that because of Os Achas, you wrote one on the Ritzpah, on the floor, and then the other one on the beam next to it. Or another case, Kasav al Shnei Kaslei Habayis, you wrote on two walls of the house, Shalo Bezavios, not in the corners, meaning, I must correct myself. The previous case, Echad Ba'aretz Ech Bekora, is actually, he writes one letter on the floor, one letter on the roof. So there's no way over here that these letters are combining. Okay. And then the next case would be Kasav al Shnei Kaslei Habayis. Also a similar case, you write on two walls of a house, but they're not in similar corners. Os achas b'kosel achav, os achas b'kosel achav. One letter on the east wall, one letter on the west wall. And so was the case, v'odin b'kosel echad ela, she'os yos v'chukus v'zumizu. Or even if you wrote it on one wall, but the letters are distanced from each other. Another case, al shnei dape pinkas. What happens if you write on two pages of the ledger? Os achas b'amadzeh, os achas b'amadzeh. You have page one, you write one letter, and then the other side, where it's not connected, you write another letter. Ve'ein nehegen ze'emzeh. What does that mean? Ve'ein os yos nekros b'yachad. The letters cannot be read together. They're far apart from each other. So in all these cases that we mentioned, we had writing with a shina, with your hand, with your foot, with your mouth, with your elbow, writing one letter near a letter that was already pre-existing, and you were mashlim, you completed it into a word. Taking a already written script and then writing on it to make it more legible, or writing a ches and then instead of one ches you wrote two zions, or writing on the floor, writing on the ceiling, or writing on the wall, but they're far apart from each other, or writing in the ledger, but it's on different pages. In all these cases, the common denominator is that you are patur. You're exempt from a carbon chatas. Initially, it's prohibited, but if you did it, you're patur. And explains the kahati, the reason is because in all these cases, this is not the derech of ksiva, by using a shini with your hand or your foot. It's not the derech to write. And you write, and in the case when you write one letter near a word already, so inkan ksiva shel shtei osios, you don't have a writing of two letters. Granted, you have a word now, but you only wrote one letter. And then the same holds true if you wrote one on the roof or one on the ceiling. Again, these letters are not read together. So here you wrote two letters, but they're not read together, therefore you're exempt. Kasav os achas notarikon. If you write one letter abbreviated, so you make like an aleph with an apostrophe, and it means adon, or you write, you know, an R, a resh with an apostrophe, and it means Rebbe. So all you wrote was one letter, but it symbolizes a whole word, a whole word. So here's a machlokas. Rebbe Shmuel ben Beseira mechayev, he knows that you're liable for actually writing on Shabbos, because since everyone understands that this letter is a word, it's as if you wrote a whole word. Till now, we always said it's two letters that equal a word makes one liable. But here he says, even though it's one letter, since it symbolizes a word, you are liable. The Chalam Poetin, they say, no, at the end of the day, you didn't write two letters, you wrote one letter, and therefore you are exempt. Moving along to Mishnah Vav, and with this we will conclude Perek Yud Beis, the 12th Perek. HaKosev, one who writes on Shabbos, Shtei Osios B'Shnei Halamos. He writes two letters in two Halamos, meaning he wrote one letter, and then he totally forgot it was Shabbos, and then he wrote another letter. So between each letter, he totally forgot that it was Shabbos, then he remembered, then he forgot again. So it was two separate, you know, it's as if it's two separate writings, even though it's two letters. Achas Shachas, Achas Ben Harbayim, or in a case where he wrote one in the morning on Shabbos, and then he wrote one in the evening. So we see over here, similarly, since there was such a break between the two letters, we look at it as if it's two halamos, meaning two forgettings. You forgot it was Shabbos, you remember, then you forgot. So they're not really connected. So here also will be a machlokas. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel says one is liable as if he wrote the two letters together, because he says that there's no such thing as a Yedil Chatzi Shir. What does that mean? It means that Mash Nodelo Ben Os Laos, he wrote an Aleph, right? Forgot it was Shabbos. Then he was notified, hey, it's Shabbos. Oyvei. And then he, you know, forgets again and he writes another Os. So he says that which you were notified between each letter that you sinned, that's not considered a real yedia, like knowing, because it was on a malach of half of a shear. So it's as if the idea here is that normally if you forget it's Shabbos and then you do something again, it's like a new malacha. It's like you start the clock over again. But Rabbi Gamliel is holding that that's only said on something that's done with a full amount, a full shiur. If it was only done on something that's half of an amount, half a shiur, like one, writing one letter instead of two letters, then we don't deem it as a break. And therefore, the two letters, even though there was a forgetting of Shabbos in between them, may look like two separate actions, we deem it one action, and therefore he obligates the person in bringing a korban chatas. He deems it a regular sin. But the Chacham and Pojim, the Chacham say no, he's Patur, because the Chacham say that as long as you forgot it was Shabbos, it doesn't really matter whether you forgot it on a full malacha or whether you forgot it on a half of malacha. Once there's a forgetting, it separates what you did to the next action. And therefore, when you write another letter later on, we don't connect the two letters together. And therefore, we look at it as if you only wrote one letter and not two letters. And therefore, you're Patur and you're not Chayev from bringing a korban chatas, from transgressing the sin of writing on Shabbos. That concludes Perek Yud Beis. Tomorrow we begin the 13th chapter, Perek Yud Gimel.